This is Hannah Christensen reading from pages 216 through 218 of The Love Wife by Gis Jen. Lan. How to convey the insanity of that era, the blind devotion of the Red Guards and other people too. How they believed Mao was the sun, bringing us into the day. How people would work for days to buy a Mao badge, even if they had hundreds already. How they pinned them all over their army fatigues. One of my classmates pinned them to the skin of his chest. A neighbor in our courtyard was struggled against by his own daughter for putting a cup of tea down on a newspaper. Because the picture on the front page was a picture of Mao, she said. He failed to respect Mao. Of course, the badges were beautiful. Everyone thought that. Even I thought that, until the Red Guards killed my father. It was crazy, and yet in some ways life was better then. People were more equal. You didn't feel looked down on because you didn't have a college degree. We had less, but we didn't feel poor because no one was rich. Lizzie. Even China has market economy now, said Lan Lan. Even China is communist with Chinese characteristics. What does that mean? I asked. It means no one really believes in communism anymore, said Lan Lan. Not even the communists? Then how can they be communist? Still communist, she explained. They're party members. You mean they're phonies? Said Russell. Phonies were a big thing for Russell, because his mother died when he was little, and then he had three stepmothers. All phonies. Wendy. So that's like the thing he and Lizzie agree about most, that mothers come and mothers go. Lizzie. If you ask Russell, he'd say the problem is that no one's honest. No one can say things like, this is just not my child, or I can't love this child as if he were my own, because he isn't. As for my not feeling like I belong to this family, he'd say probably I never would, but who would admit it? Which was, like, so true. My old boyfriend Derek was really smart, but he never got stuff like that. On the other hand, there was stuff that Derek got that Russell didn't. I hated having a special problem that other people didn't get. Wendy. But we know, like, so many people who are adopted, I say. You know all these people, says Lizzie. But I don't. I'm not like you, adopted from China. I'm plain adopted from nowhere. I'm soup du jour. It's completely different. Everybody wants to talk about where you're from. It's different to possibly be the grandchild of a Japanese soldier, which nobody wants to talk about. Japanese soldier? I say. What Japanese soldier? Some Japanese soldier. Are you sure? Says who? Says Lan Lan, she says. Blondie. How to explain about Mama Wong, the way she talked, the way she looked at Lizzie. We did wonder such things, I said, and we did indeed decide not to mention them. Because who knew what the truth was? How would we ever know? And what good would come of such talk? Carnegie, strolling into the kitchen, tossed a cherry tomato up in the air and caught it in his mouth. We thought it would only hurt your self-esteem, I went on, glowering at Carnegie. Please act your age. This is worse, sobbed Lizzie. This is way worse, to have people thinking things all along and not saying them. We are talking about whether Lizzie might have some Japanese blood, I told Carnegie. We're talking about whether she might be the grandchild of, say, a Japanese soldier. He gulped down his tomato. And who says this? He asked. Pray tell. Lan, I said. But you know how Mama Wong always... You're not saying it all this time makes it seem like it must be true, cried Lizzie. That may be, said Carnegie. But the fact is we don't know and can't know, barring a fact-finding mission. We were just trying to protect you, I said. And so what if it is true, anyway, said Carnegie. What does it matter? Aren't you still our Lizzie? Growing up here where, let's face it, most people can't tell Chinese from Japanese anyway. You lied to me, she cried. You know, mixed kids are going to be in the majority before you know it, said Carnegie. It's going to be such an asset. You're going to be able to move in all kinds of worlds. And it's going to be cool. In fact, I was just reading about that just the other day. How cool it's getting to be already. It is not cool, she said. Maybe in the city it is, but here in our town it is not cool. Well, from the city to the suburbs, said Carnegie. Believe you me, ambiguity is in. But why did you lie to me? She cried. You lied. You lied.